Charles Riddell is a freelance writer and barista in Seattle. As a freelancer, it's been hard to find affordable health insurance.
I really like having health insurance just for peace of mind. I'm a healthy person. I don't have any problems. But as I'm getting older, I'll be 40 in December, it's more there on my mind.
Not long after the state's health exchange opened, Riddell checked it out with no problems. He liked being able to go to one site and look at plans side by side.
Instead of, you know, getting a packet that's 2 inches thick from one guy and 3 inches thick from another, and they use totally different language, and they're on paper, and it's spread out on my dining room table, you know, it's click, compare this, compare this, compare this, and you get a chart, and it just makes sense.
Riddell says the process took him about 25 minutes, but for some people, it's taken weeks.
And there's my wife's green card, and there's my passport. And
on Jim Adcock's dining table, there's a stack of documents he's been trying to upload to the health exchange to show proof of eligibility. He wants to buy insurance for himself, his wife, and two daughters. It sounds straightforward enough, but
my complication is I have a German wife. She's on a green card. You think that, you know, I always think of a green card as just being like a passport, right? So why should that make any harder?
Adcock has been struggling for a month with a litany of technical problems. First, he couldn't upload the documents online. Then he couldn't get an update on his application status. He couldn't get answers through the call center either. And when he recently checked his online account, the documents he had uploaded were gone.
Obviously, I'm very upset. And I really don't know what to go at this point in time.
It's not that Adcock lacks tech savvy. He used to work for Microsoft. He says the system has been very confusing. Adcock's experience isn't isolated. Penny Lara is with Seattle King County Public Health. She's been helping residents sign up for health care. She says various situations like immigration status or divorce make the application process complicated. Lara says part of the stress also comes from dealing with uncertainty.
People just want to know how much they're going to pay. And they want to know today so they can start budgeting for next year. And I feel their anxiety. And yeah, I get it.
To date, nearly 50,000 Washington residents have enrolled for health plans. The website isn't the only way for people to sign up. They can also contact the exchange's call center. And that's where our story continues. I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.
And I'm Jessica Robinson at an industrial park in Spokane Valley, where newly hired call center representatives are learning how to greet callers.
When you answer the phone, what is the first thing that you always want to do?
Identify yourself. The state of Washington is trying to add more call center workers, and fast. Managers expect to double the number of humans at the end of your call by mid-December. Right now, they're looking for places to put more cubicles.
Just said to cram them in, you know, we got to get them in.
Don Albright manages the state call center. He says everything is more than they expected. They staffed up for maybe 2,000 calls a day. Instead, it's been three times that. They figured calls would last on average 17 minutes. Instead, it's more like 30 to 40 minutes. Albright says it turns out people need a lot of step-by-step advice.
Most of the questions are all about what they qualify for, how much are their tax credits, applying on the phone or needing help at home applying.
The launch of Washington's healthcare exchange has been relatively smooth, but the state system still has to communicate with the federal data hub.
One of the things we have to get information from the federal hub is eligibility things. So if the hub is not up, we can't really complete our applications here.
And has that happened?
Yes.
In fact, about an hour after we talked, the federal hub went down again, bringing progress on applications to a halt. Perhaps because of the well-publicized online problems, some people are opting for a more old-fashioned way of applying. Customer service representative Katie Reese sits next to a desk stacked with paper applications. She says it's hard to keep up with the number of forms coming in by snail mail and fax.
On Saturdays, I come in and I train people to do paper applications, and we trained 7 last weekend, and then we're planning on bringing in 50 more. Just to do paper applications.
Many of the applications are from pregnant women who are looking to get coverage for their doctor visits next year. Reese says, hiccups aside, she's sold on the new healthcare law.
And I think, you know, people will find out that, yes, it's a great program and it's going to help a lot of people that couldn't get coverage before and now they can.
If they can get signed up. Officials at the Washington Health Benefit Exchange are now looking for another building nearby to house a second center to take calls. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.